Hello guys, it's me again, Kambis. Today I'm gonna talk about something that I like very much, learning process. You know, to learn anything, we need to have great learning process and a great schedule. And since last year, I found some great ways to learn things better. You know, to learn anything, English, sport, art, anything, we need to know the general things. What are the general skills that we need? In this podcast, I'm gonna talk about them. So bear with me and enjoy the music. Some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Number one, simplify anything you're learning. You know, one challenge we usually face in our learning process is the difficulty we have with the process. What do I mean? For instance, I'm terrible at memorizing things. Seriously, I am. So when I was going to study the textbooks back in the college days, my scores weren't good. I found out I need to find a way or else my average scores would be terrible. So instead of reading the actual books, I decided to make question and answer notebooks. I took a notebook and I wrote questions and answers in a very, very simple way. Somehow, in a way that I usually talk. So every time I read them, I felt that I was going to talk to myself. So it was very funny and of course very beneficial. Because I always wrote what I found out about the content in my notebook and I could read it more than 3 times. And the results of making everything simple was awesome because my grades got better and I felt much, much happier. And my notebooks got very famous that the other students wanted to have a copy of them to study for themselves. Okay, you see, I can give a lot of examples. Another example in English is about writing. If you try to use much simple words or sentences while you're writing, think you'll have great results, for example, in chatting with a foreign person. When you use a simple sentence to communicate with, you can communicate easily, and the opposite side, I mean the foreign person, would enjoy to talk with you. Because using simple sentences would make the conversation enjoyable. We, in our own language, do this too. When we try to speak or write something, we usually don't use complex sentences. We make everything simpler. In studying is the same. If a teacher teaches you in a very simple way, the way you have fun, you would have much better results. So the first thing is to make everything simple and fun. Number 2. Try to have fun and use what you're interested in. This is one of the most important things in the learning process. Because when you use a material that is interesting to you, you will have more fun and you will learn better. Because you focus more on that content. Like always, let me give you an example. In English learning, if you enjoy art and trying to read books about art, you will learn more. Or just read some books that isn't interesting to you. Of course, the answer is clear. Try to use the material that is interesting to you. In anything, this factor is true. Another example is the major you're studying at college. If you don't like accounting, but decide to study that major, it will be painful and as a result, it won't give you much advantages. This is true in sports, jobs, relationships, and etc. I said relationship. If you want to marry someone, would you choose a partner you like or someone randomly? In sports, if you like basketball, what would you choose? If football isn't your interest, would you learn much from it? Of course not. In jobs, you like to be an accountant, but instead you try to be a taxi driver. Is it enjoyable to you? No, no, no. So, in anything, choose what your mind chooses. If your mind says, go and try that book, go for it. If it says, go and try basketball, go and try that. Usually, we don't trust our brain, and we want to model the other people around us. We ask them what to read, how to read, and etc., not knowing that our brain already has the answers. All you need is to ask it, what do I like to read, Mr. Brain? How do you like me to read that book you've chosen? That's all, it's simple as that. So trust your mind and let it choose. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. Number 3. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. Just get inspiration from them. For example, we see someone can speak English very fluently in just 6 months and we see ourselves trying and struggling after 10 months of studying. And we beat ourselves up and criticize ourselves so badly. We get disappointed so soon and most of the times we quit. In art is the same. We search on the internet and we see other artists work and we say, wow, how they can draw something like this? Oh my god, I can't! And we quit. Let me say something. Have you wondered how they practiced and gave a hard work in their works? We usually see the results and have no idea about the process they went through to reach to this level. Let's get back to the example of the guy who can speak fluently in just 6 months. If you ask him how, he would say, I studied English about 4 or 5 hours a day. I read a lot of books, and briefly he would say he worked very, very hard on his English. So instead of comparing yourself with them, get inspiration from them, and you try to study that much. Study for 5 hours a day, and after a couple of months, you'll see the results. In art is the same. The artist who drew such a great masterpiece have practiced for 5, 10 or more years. You ask yourself, how much I practice, and you see, okay, I practice for 5 months. See the difference? It's simple and at the same time is important not to compare yourself with the people who are better than you. Just watch them and get inspiration from them. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself. Number 4. Practice on a daily basis. No one can avoid the importance of practicing on a daily basis. We can't have the illusion such as, I learn English and I don't need to practice more. No, this is true for everything. Language learning, sports, arts, jobs, relationships, and etc. No one can be a master without enough practicing. When I say enough, I mean daily enough. For example, in drawing, you need to practice and draw something every day. If you don't draw something for about 1 week, you will have a hard time to draw things after that. Best example for this is sport. In bodybuilding, if you train your body about a year and don't go to the gym for 1 month, you will find out that you're losing some muscles and the power of them. So, if you come back to the gym and try to lift, for example, 50 kilograms weight, it will be so hard and you need to strain hard. So, if you want to improve, you need to practice it a lot and continue practicing up until you're alive. Number 5. Enjoy the small improvements because these small improvements lead you to the big ones. Because I'm sharing this podcast with language learners, I need to give more examples on this subject. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you enjoyed talking to someone even if you don't have complex vocabulary? Have you enjoyed the books you've read? Have you enjoyed memorizing a phrase? Have you had a fun time sharing your English ability to someone? How you helped someone with your little knowledge of English? These questions are so important and they have some goals. Because we usually want big improvements. Because of big improvements, we want the best method, best materials, best teachers, and best partner to talk to. But that's not correct. We have to learn to enjoy the small things. I myself enjoy each time I try to send a comment on a forum or record my voice to share with other language learners. I enjoy to make more podcasts even if I have a lot of mistakes in my speaking and writing. I enjoy to understand a video on YouTube. I enjoy reading a book in English. I enjoy to read the people's comments on my performance and a lot of other things. So stop thinking about big results. Seriously, what's the point of speaking English? It's enjoyment, right? So you need to learn to enjoy English. If you don't enjoy the small improvements, you won't enjoy the big ones. Because you're so greedy and you always want more. And this will lead you to the feeling that you've learned nothing. And this is a very important subject. We need to enjoy the small ones because they will lead us to the big ones. In any subject in our life, it's the same. When you don't enjoy your little improvements at your job, you're going to suffer at it. If you don't enjoy what you've drawn, you'll quit because you will think that you've got no talent and you are terrible. If you don't enjoy the little improvements in the sport you're trying, you'll quit from that too. So, decision is up to you. Learn to enjoy small things and determine the big results, or don't enjoy them and quit very soon. Number 6. Be flexible. What do I mean by being flexible? You need to be flexible in anything, especially in your schedule. When I started Power English from AJ, I had a schedule that was about studying at home about 1 or 2 hours a day. After a couple of months, I had a surgery and my rest and my cholesterol went up by 30, so I needed to exercise more. So every day, I would go to a park nearby my house and I jogged there. So I needed to change my English learning schedule. So I did. Instead of learning at home, I decided to buy a wireless headset and listen to English while I was jogging. After that, I got a job and needed to change my schedule again. So mostly I use my dead time on learning English. Don't put a boundary around yourself. You can make a schedule like from tomorrow in the morning, I'll listen to English for an hour and 1 hour for the night. It's not possible, and of course it's super boring and suffering. Maybe you will have a guest or you got sick or some other things. In fact, you cannot have a steady schedule. You need to be flexible, not only on your schedule but on other things too. Just using a content will lead you to boredom. If you're using the Power English, for instance, you have to read books too and listen to different podcasts and videos on the internet. So be flexible and enjoy it. I'm gonna give you my heart, 'cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars, 'cause you light up the path. Number 7. Believe in yourself and be optimistic. If you're trying very hard, But having bad beliefs, you won't improve much, because you're eating your energy for nothing. You're consuming time, and in all those times you were beating yourself up and give no encouragement to yourself. And at the end, you'll quit. So be patient and believe in your learning process and continue. Number 8. Try to connect with the same people who are learning the things that you're learning. If you're learning to draw, connect with the people who are learning to draw. If you're learning English, connect with the people who are learning English. If you're trying sports like bodybuilding, try to connect with the bodybuilders. Why? Because first, they will help you to stay motivated. You watch them and use their advices. Second, if you connect with them, you will be a part of a peer group that will encourage you to work much harder. That's why I like to have a great peer group in Zabonshanas, which we have it already, and we can expand it more by you guys. So if you're learning English, try to use the forum more and connect with us and make us and yourself improve. Number 9. Have great goals for the thing that you're learning. When I started to learn to draw, all I was thinking was money. I said to myself, if I draw some character and put them in a game, I would have a lot of money. But when I started to draw, I found out drawing is something that I was missing in my life. Now when I'm drawing something, I love it. I feel relaxed and I'm enjoying myself. Now my goal of drawing is to unleash my spirit from bad thoughts and to have fun. And I found out if I help myself and the others, at the end I'll get better results, and of course I earn more money. So what's your goal from learning English? Are you really enjoying learning English to have great benefit from it in the future, or are you selfish like I was when I started to draw? Or you want to help people and of course the customers you will have from the benefit of English. Choose a goal that is exciting and helpful, not for you but for everyone else. In this way you will have great awesome results. Everything is in your hands. Try to choose the best. Number 10. To get something, you need to lose something. You can't have a win-win match. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you need to remove someone or something from your life and your learning process. If your friend is blocking you from learning English or anything else, try to be honest with them. Ask them to not to block it. For example, if your friend comes over and he stays in your house for 2 days, ask them to give you 2 hours for studying and practicing on the subject that you're learning. I'm sure they won't mind. Or if someone is a great blocker, try to remove them. Honesty is what you need. Number 11. Don't let the jealous people influence you. When you're improving, you will face many people around you always trying to give negative opinions on your work. They always like to find a chance to make fun of you. Instead of spending energy on them, try to avoid them. Don't listen to them. If you can't translate the word, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. Or if you don't have a good pronunciation and they always laugh at you, try to avoid them. Don't listen to them. Let them do whatever they want. At the end, I promise they will shut up. Number 12. Always record and save your experience on the learning process. For example, you write something. Don't throw them away, because you need them to find out how much you improved. How? After 3 months, come back and read what you've written before. What you will see is going to be amazing, because you will find your mistakes and now you can easily correct them. And that's improvement. Another example is drawing. You drew something 5 months ago, and again, you draw that thing now. After comparing them, you will see, wow, I improved a lot. So, I think you get the point. Okay, that's all for this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it and have fun. Please, if you have something to add to the subject of learning process, feel free to tell me. It's an honor to communicate with you guys. Thank you all. Hope you have a chance of listening to your podcast. Bye for now.